Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming to the show. Peter, welcome back. We respect your decision for last week. This evening, I would like to discuss the topic of the proper dress code for a rabbi. The Parsha describes that Moshe appointed the 70 Zekanim. Parshas Baaloscha, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Esvaliz Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. So essentially, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe to gather 70 elders to be, you know, what will become the Sanhedrin. And here's the key end of the pasuk: V'hityatzvu sham imach, and they shall stand there in front of you. Meaning, it's not like Moshe will just have a draft pick, and you know, he has his 70 men. No, it's going to be a very public event. The entire nation will witness the 70 men kind of get up there with Moshe. Says Rashi, why is it significant, important for the 70 elders to stand up, so to speak, on stage with Moshe? Kidei, in order sheyiru Yisrael, that the rest of the nation sees, v'inhagul bahem gedula, and they accord them honor, v'yomru, Chavivin Elu Shenichnasu im Moshe Lishmo Dibor Mipi HaGvura. The people need to recognize that these guys are a big deal. They deserve honor. And by having a more formal inauguration, somewhat of a ceremony, now the Sanhedrin will get the respect that they deserve. It's not only Rashi, when the Torah comments in Pasuk Lamed, when Moshe is not only instructed to do this, but when he actually does it, the Torah says, "Vayasef Moshe el haMachaneh." He gathered them, who v'ziknei Yisrael. So again, this is when it actually took place, where they all gathered together in one group in front of the Jews. The Ibn Ezra, the Chizkuni, and Rabbeinu Bachya. They all say the same thing. What was the point of Moshe gathering in front of the nation with the Zekanim? Halach b'livu im haZekanim. Moshe specifically wanted to escort the elders, lachlok lahem kavod, to show them honor. Chizkuni, same thing. Rabbeinu Bachya, same thing. Halach belivui im hazakenim lachlok lahem kavod. Moshe wanted to show the rest of the people, I'm giving these guys honor, wink, wink, and so should you. And it worked. That's why they had a more formal procession. So imagine, you have a Rabbi Markowitz appointed as a new rabbi in a shul. You know, when Rabbi Yudin gives Rabbi Markowitz, for example, the honor that he gives him, his approval, etc. So that is not just a man-to-man, one rabbi giving honor to another rabbi. It's a political message. Rabbi Yudin, you know, again, I wasn't here 100% for that transition, but the point was that, you know, the original rabbi, the older rabbi, is showing the rest of the community, I stand by this decision, I support the new rabbi, and that's exactly it. Yes, Rabbi Wanjab.
When Donald Trump did not go to the inauguration.
Yeah, very good, very good, very good. You can see about, unfortunately, in current events, the opposite, where an absence, right? Meaning sometimes the formality plays a big role. And the question I want to ask this evening is, well, how formal should rabbis be when it comes to honor? Is it important for rabbis to look a certain way? Because here, again, the Torah itself is saying it's a big deal. Don't take the formality less than seriously, because it was important for Klal Yisrael to see Moshe do that, you know, that honorable mention, the escort, you know, the formal walk, because it sent the message. So is it important? Is maybe there a very specific guideline as to a hat, a white shirt, a beard? You know, does anyone have any thoughts? Again, I don't want to put anyone on the spot, but would there be something that's not respectful enough? Is it like, you know, that rabbi should be dressing to a higher standard, you know? So anyone think there's like a formula out there? What would you say? Is it important for rabbis to dress a certain way?
They should know who they are.
Who should know who they are?
You know, they knew who the Zekanim were, so they weren't some old Joe.
Right, so if you're representing the Torah, all right, so says Robert, well, you got to take yourself seriously if you're representing, like, the Torah. And Rabbi Weintraub is saying that it's important on a practical level, saying if the nation needs to know who the rabbis are, how are you going to know? If you're looking for a doctor and the man's not dressed the part, so how are you going to find him? If you're looking for a rabbi and the rabbi's not dressed the part, so how are you going to find him? That's a very fair point. Very, very fair point. So this is a question that I struggle with because, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm still, you know, relatively young. And no one ever gave me a tap on the shoulder and said, you know, you're a rabbi, you should probably, you know, start wearing this or stop wearing that. And, you know, I'll tell you one funny story to just put this into context. Around 10 years ago or so, I was an even younger rabbi. And I lived in the Teaneck apartments. And I was only a Rebbe in TBC. I had no formal shul position, anything like that. But I did give a chabura in a shul in Teaneck on Shabbos mornings. But I was still a young kid, whatever. And I wanted to exercise. I called my buddy up, my good friend Shua Joseph. Said, you want to play ball in the park? So we go to Votie Park. And we play basketball one-on-one. One-on-one, you know, ball. Good. And after we play basketball, I wanted a drink. So we go into Poppy's right there. We both get Powerade or whatever. And I bump into some TABC parents. It's a little bit awkward. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt, whatever. But, you know, they go with the flow, you know. And I just had a little buddy the next day. Someone who I gave chabura to in shul said, you know what I really don't like? When rabbis wear shorts. That's what he said. Now, it was a coincidence. He was not talking to me. He did not know that. Less than 20. I know he was not talking to me. He just happened to have been ranting. And little did he know that he was like burying me alive. And he's like, oh, these rabbis, they just, you know, they dress too casually nowadays. And I'm like, yeah, I totally agree with you, you know, as I'm like throwing my shorts in the garbage, you know. So it's a funny thing because you never know what people think. And I remember myself being a little bit judgmental. I remember thinking, oh, that's a big rabbi. I'm a little surprised that he's dressed so casually. I remember thinking about that, you know, in like the YU stage of life where people are a little bit, I would say, more intense about thought in general and you want to be more peshita. And I do remember thinking, I was once at a l'chaim, a wedding engagement party, and I saw a pretty respected Rav, and I just a little bit more casual than I expected. It caught me by surprise. So I remember thinking that. But let's learn the Makoros. Believe it or not, there are real Makoros on this topic, and there's so much to learn. Be'ezras Hashem. So we'll learn an amazing question. We'll start with a very practical shayla. I'm gonna edit a little bit, but just to skip down a little bit, there's a Rav Moshe Meir Aviner. I'm assuming it's the son of Shlomo Aviner, because he is the Rosh Kolol of Beis Din in Beit El, which is where Rabbi Aviner. Rav Shlomo Aviner was the Rav. And the question asked to Rav Aviner, the Rav Moshe Meir Aviner, was a very simple question. In the Zionistic Dati Lumi community, we wear begadim pshutim. But the Haredim, they wear more honorable clothing. And he asked this Rabbi Aviner, is it appropriate that maybe the rabbis, you know, in the Dati Lumi community, they don't dress up as much as the Haredi community. Wow. And he says, V'harei, betor banim shel melech lo adiv lislabesh bebigdoy mechubadim. If after all, we really take what we're doing seriously, should we not dress the part a little bit more like they do in the Haredi community? It's an amazing question, right? And there's no question that in the more right-wing world, they take, again, you could call it maybe superficial, but they take the way they dress, a little bit more seriously. And that's a very, very real question that was asked. And I want to thank that Rabbi Aviner because, again, not all of, but certainly a large percentage of my thought and Makoros this evening came from his article that I found online. And there is a Gemara in Meseches Nedarim where Amemar says, who are the Malachi Hashareis? There's again elaborating in a Pasuk. And the Gemara elaborates, the Gemara explains, it's actually a reference to the rabbis. The Rabbanan are compared to angels. The Amai Karol Lehen Malachi Hashareis, why would rabbis be referred to as angels? The Mitzayni Kimalachi Hashareis. They are something. They are notable, designated, a tziyun is like a demarcation. They're doing something to stand out like angels. So you know what the Ran says? How do they stand out? By mitzuyonim b'nivdalim mishar bnei adam. Seems to be like they have a physical feature. that they look different. And the Rush, and we'll see it's in contrast to Rashi as well, we're going to have a Rush versus Rashi. The Rush says, how did they stand out? B'Torah uva mitzvos. The rabbis stand out not by the way they dress, but by their midos, the way they act. They are more kadosh. U'peirushin v'kadoshim yishar ha'mon ha'am, like the sanctity of the malachim. But Rabbi Akiva Eger over there in Maseches Adarim says, check out Maseches Kedushin with Rashi. And there, the Gemara in Kedushin says a similar line, that Talmidei Chachamim and Bavel are like the malachim. And Rashi on the spot over there in Kedushin, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, quotes that same Gemara in Adarim, and Rashi gives his commentary over there. What does it mean that the rabbis are like angels? I underlined it. Levushim levanim v'atufim kemalachei asharis. Rabbis had a very specific wardrobe, like white clothing, and they resembled angels. So all of a sudden, you have a machlokes rishonim. What does it mean that the rabbis resemble angels? Rashi will say something physical. They look different. And the Rush disagrees and says, no, it's the way they act. And there's an amazing sefer. It's seemingly relatively Kabbalistic. I could not decipher the actual text. I found the sefer, but the print was old, but it was quoted in a more contemporary sefer verbatim. There's a sefer of Rav Shlomo Chakim called Kisei Shlomo. And he writes, there's a machlokas Rashi versus the Rush, you know, as we just mentioned, and he brings a nafka mina. So according to Rashi, it's all about the physical garb. So let's say you have good midos, ve'eno rotze l'hachzik tov l'atzmo, but you don't want to dress the part. Imagine such a thing? Let's say I'm a rabbi, but I don't want to dress like a rabbi. I don't want to wear a white shirt, maybe. So you know what? According to Rashi, no good. The al korcho tsarich lihiot mitsuyan. Like Rabbi Weintraub suggested, you need to stand out. Meaning it's important for the rabbis to look different. However, based on the opinion of the Rush, you could say, I'm a rabbi, I act like a mensch. Maybe I don't do things that maybe the Hamon Am does, or I do more learning, or I daven longer, whatever. You know, I act like a pious Jew, I'm a rabbi, so to speak. But I don't need to do anything physical. Ve'eno tzarech lilbosh begadim noim. Wow. So according to this Rabbi Shlomo Chakim Sefer, the Kisei Shlomo, you have a machlokas we've shown him. Unbelievable. It doesn't stop here. There's Gemara and Maseches Shabbos, which actually would argue it depends on where you are. The Gemara says Rabbi Chia Bar Abba and Rav Asi were both sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. So imagine two students sitting in front of the great Rabbi Yochanan. What happened? A little bit funny. V'yasev Rabbi Yochanan v'kamenanim. Rabbi Yochanan at the time was dozing off. He was sleeping. So imagine we're waiting for the Rebbe to give shir, and the Rebbe's taking his pre-game nap. So what do you do when the Rebbe's napping? You start to talk and learning. Amar le Rabbi Chia bar Abba le Rav Asi. Why is this different in Bavel than in Eretz Yisrael? And they start to hear the difference of the birds and all these differences, you know, whether they eat differently on holidays, whatever. In that context, he also asks him, Rabbi Chia bar Abba asks Rabbi Asi, I underlined it, Mipnei ma talmidei chachamim sheb Bavel mitsuyanim. Why do they dress up so much in Bavel? And you know what the great Rav Asi answered him? Lefi she'enan b'nei Torah. What does that mean? Right, meaning the rabbis in Bavel, they wear either nice clothing, Rashi says, or Rashi comments there, they adorn themselves. I don't know, maybe, male jewelry, or Rashi mentions both concepts, that you have the clothing, or mikushatim. I don't know, they're adorned. They wore specific something. And because they are not B'nai Torah, so you know what? They're not as great in their scholarship as the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, do you know why you honor the rabbis? Because of their Torah. But why would you honor the rabbis in Bavel? Because of their clothing. You got to honor them for something. So they need to look important. It's a supplement. But guess what? The Gemara doesn't end there. If we were to stop there, it's actually derogatory. Meaning Mandelstam, do you know why the rabbis maybe in the Dati Le'umi community don't dress up like you? Because you're the one copying their articles, right? They're the ones who are writing the articles. And you're the one trying to keep up with them. Their Torah honors them. And you need to buy a fancy shirt or whatever. So, you know, I could totally hear that. I could totally hear that. Oh, that's a good way. That's a good way to end. Good musr. However, the Gemara does not end there because Rabbi Yochanan woke up from his nap. And Rabbi Yochanan woke up from his nap. He reprimanded the great Rabbi Yassin. He said, you shouldn't speak unless you know what you're talking about. Whoa. You know why? He says, you know why they dress differently in Bavel? Because they're not where they're supposed to be. If you're where you are, so you know what? Your name gives you credit. De Amri Inshi b'masa shamai b'lo masa tutvai. When you're in your hometown, you don't need to dress the part. Why not? You know, because when you're in Fairlawn and your last name is, I can't even say Yudin without Rabbi. If you're Rabbi Yudin, you can't escape your name, right? Rabbi Yudin, it's not about his garb, it's about his name. So you know what? The rabbis who were originally in Eretz Yisrael, so they were exiled to Bavel, and they need to stand out. They need to supplement, because in Israel, it's their hometown, and the name speaks for themselves. Be'iri einid sarich litchabed. In my hometown, says Rashi, I don't need to be honored with anything external. Ela b'shmi sheni nikarbo. Everyone knows me over there. However, in Bavel, when no one knows me, I need to stand out with clothing sheyehei chashuv. Otherwise, no one's going to know that what? That I'm chashuv. Interesting. Now, the only thing is, can you not ask, so what? So what if no one knows I'm a rabbi? What if you want to go under the radar? Can you argue that it's very important for rabbis to be recognized? And it's actually inappropriate to go under the radar. So that's the way I want to learn this Maharal. The Maharal has Chidushei Agados, has a commentary to that Gemara over there in Maseches Shabbos. Again, Kuf Mem Hamid Beis. And he writes, listen, Kavod is not about you. When a rabbi gets all dressed up, he's not playing the part so he can look in the mirror and say, ooh, look at me, I'm a rabbi. No, it's about someone looking at him. So in Eretz Yisrael, the eyes, they can see the neshama. But in Bavel, it's important that rabbis show the onlookers that they are important. Again, you could say I'm reading a little bit into the Maharal, but the Maharal's main point is that the Torah is inherently important in Eretz Yisrael, and you need to work a little bit harder to make the Torah appear important in Chutz La'aretz. And that does make a lot of sense to me. Because you know what? Imagine a police officer comes to the shul and they see Rabbi Markowitz and he looks like a regular Joe. You know, I could hear there being a problem with that, right? The police officer is dressed in his garb, right? You know, when we sold the chametz, so we had an official, he was an officer with a position, whatever, and he met with Rabbi Markowitz the night before the sale, and it helps the broader community recognize the rabbi when the rabbi looks like a rabbi. It honors the Torah, and it helps the Torah survive in Galus. Again, I'm giving the Maharal a little bit more, drush, but again, his main point is that kizeh inyan hakavod shu kineged hazulas lo kineged atzmo. It's about the onlookers, and in Bavel, in America, etc., it's not about the rabbi, it's about those looking at the rabbis, and it's more important for us to protect the Torah and keep the Torah dignified in Chutzlars. Yes, Rabbi Weintraub.
My sister Haya, I was rabbi of a nursing home for 19 years.
Wow.
In the neighborhood of East Flatbush, which does not have a neighbor. So I came there once on Shabbos, every Shabbos, and this guard didn't know who I was. He says, see ID? I said, you're looking at it.
Very good. So Weintraub used his garb as his ID. Now, did the security guard let you in?
Oh, yeah.
It worked. He got
nobody else in the neighborhood. Right. Shul look like that.
Right, right. So I have the opposite story. Where I have a few stories. So again, we'll talk about me a little bit, I guess. I don't want to talk too much, obviously, about me, but I will tell you that I've struggled with this. The first time this happened to me was also, I don't know, 8 years ago or so. I was asked to speak to a group of German Jews visiting Bergen County. A phenomenal organization, a great work. And they have a weaker background, but they learn, and there were great madrichim counselors working with them. And I spoke to this group of, again, high school teens from Germany at a house in Teaneck, and they introduced me as a rabbi. And this innocent teen from Germany said, you don't look like a rabbi. You don't look like a rabbi, right? But then I spoke to them, and you know, and they, Baruch Hashem, it worked really well. Now I will...
From what point of view?
What? I was probably wearing, you know, something like what I'm wearing now. You know, I would say a professional look, you know, a button down shirt, you know, put together, but not no beard, no white shirt, no hat. In a very similar vein, sometimes in the NCSY summer world, particularly with the girls' programs, a lot of the girls come from Beis Yaakov. And the rabbis they're used to seeing look like their traditional yeshivish model. And I'm very different than what they're used to. Now, again, Baruch Hashem, though, it does allow me to teach in a different way and connect to the high school lingo in a different way. And I b'shita like that. And I do very much want to dress in a way that is exactly, that's the key word, more approachable. And again, this might sound a little funny, but I do intentionally dress more like a high school rebbe than a shul rabbi. Very intentionally so. The kids do know and they will respect you more if your dress is somewhat put together. Now, I certainly would not consider myself overly quote-unquote gashmi. In fact, one of the bigger compliments I got recently, I did ask, we had a question and answer session. I was schmoozing with some high school boys in TABC. And I said, does anyone think that I overdress? And they said, no, Rabbi, you're classic. You shop Charles Turret shirts and you buy your pants at the suit lady. Like, they saw right through me. They knew it. And you know what? They said, that's classic. And I thought that was the biggest compliment in the world. Because in their language, that was rabbinic. In their language, that was rabbinic. But obviously, a classic shul rabbi would maybe, you know, again, wear something a little bit more traditional. Right, so we're trying to figure out this evening, is there a dress code for rabbis, right? And that's the major shot, right? So,
but you're in good company. Rabbi Brisker probably did not wear the classic
dress. Oh, so let's learn about, we're going to learn some stories. So there is a Rambam, black on white, in Hilchos Deos, Perigay, and he writes, in the same way that a rabbi needs to be recognizable with his wisdom and his proper midos, he also needs to dress the part. He writes, you need to... there's a certain way you should be eating, drinking, and he writes, the way you speak, the way you walk, ubi malbusho. There it is. Rambam Hilchos Deos, a rabbi should dress a certain way. Now, when he describes the dress in Halacha Tess, the Rambam says, a Talmud Chacham should have clean clothing, and it's actually forbidden to him to have stained clothing. Gemara even says, right, yeah, very, very strict language over there in Gemara. And he says, don't overdress. Don't wear a mabushe melachim, gold. You don't want people looking at you, ooh la la. You're not dressing to show off. And you shouldn't dress b'malbushe aniyim. You shouldn't dress in a disgraceful way. And classic Rambam, ela bigadim beinoniim na'im. Should be put together. That's how I would phrase the Rambam. Middle of the road, again, not, you can't be, you know, shnebi. You need to look good, but not too fancy. Middle of the road, respectful, dignified, put together. And again, if you dress too highly, the Rambam specifically says it's inappropriate because it looks haughty. Good. Okay. So there is the Rambam, black on white. And I reached out to a mentor, a Rebbe of mine, Rabbi Yehuda Turetsky of Shalavim. And he said that Rabbi Rosenzweig does actually note that the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin describes the physical appearance of Dayanim. He says that the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Vav, says in the same way that Beis Din needs to be honest and they need to not have any, we'll say, corruption, Kach tzrichin lios minukin mikol mume haguf. Their bodies physically should appear nicely. Really? And right, people look for judges that look ba'alei seva, that look nice and old, maybe like a nice beard. Ba'alei koma, maybe a little taller. Ba'alei mar'eh, good looking. What? And the Rambam seem, he goes on. And he literally writes that you should have, okay, obviously all the wonderful qualities of Chachma and Anava, etc. But he gives physical features. And Rav Rosenzweig asked, and Rabbi Turetsky apparently quotes this at least once a year. The question is, what in the blazes do you care about the physical features of a judge? Yes, very good. Yeah, Kohen Gadol can't have movement, right? Very good, excellent. Robert points out this one. It's not so far, and it's in the Torah. But Rav Rosenzweig explains this Rambam to say that you need to play the game. You need to dress the part. Because people are going to take the judges more seriously if the judges look more serious, so to speak. And in the same way, you might not take a doctor seriously if the doctor doesn't dress the part. So it is incumbent on the rabbi to at least play the game so that the community knows to respond well. You need to play the game to a degree. Wow. So this is tricky, because what are the specifics? What's the game? Well, so I wear, say, a button-down shirt. Now, what's ironic? Today was my first day off. So I was the most excited kid in TABC. I didn't have to put on a tie. I didn't have to go to school today, right? So all these kids, they had their day, their study day. I have to go back tomorrow. So, okay. So I have to put on my tie tomorrow? I don't know. But again, would you say I look like a rabbi right now? What do I look like right now? I look professional, right? It's a funny thing. And when I teach in the summers, I often wear a polo shirt. You know, like the classic camp rabbi. It doesn't necessarily look like the classic school rabbi. You teach in a gazebo or in Israel, 100-degree weather. So I'm not wearing a button-down shirt with a tie. You know, it's a very, very fascinating question. So how do you dress the part? So there is a sefer Tznuas HaMusar. It's all about stories of the great Gedolim of the Musar movement. And the number one was Rav Yisrael Salanter. And the first of the first volume in the 29th chapter, he writes that Rav Yisrael Salanter did not dress differently than the rest of the nation. He didn't wear a special rabbinical garb, didn't wear any specific hats, anything like that. His face clearly shined. That's what the Sefer says. It was clear that he was different by his whole presence. Now again, if you put Rabbi Yudin in a polo shirt, he's still going to be Rabbi Yudin. You know what I'm saying? Again, not that it would look normal, but he's Rabbi Yudin. In contrast, the third volume of that Sefer says the great Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the original Slobodka Rebbe, right? Again, I don't know, unfortunately, all the history, but not the most recent Rav Nosson Tzvi, but in Europe, right, in Slobodka, so he would be very makpid that his Talmidim dressed nicely. In fact, that in the yeshiva, he made sure there was a tailor. Slobodka, classic godless Adam. And he saw that if a student wasn't dressed properly, he would criticize the Talmidim. And they had a special tailor that would make sure the boys looked like Bnei Torah. And they say there's a story of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal. He saw a student who was missing a button. And this is what the Sefer says. The Rebbe himself, V'lokach Rav Nosson Tzvi Kaftor, he took a button, chut, a string, umechet, and a needle. He went to the Talmud and sewed the button back on. You're representing the Torah. And this goes to what Robert was mentioning. You have to take yourself seriously, right? And that's how many in the more yeshivish world will say, your hat is like a crown on a king. Do you know that you represent the Torah? It's not about you. It's about the Torah. You have to really honor the Torah. Now, why do I love that Rabbi Avinair? He wrote this article. Again, many of them, of course, this evening come from him. But I was thinking about this concept where I think I want to be more approachable to high school kids, etc. So Rav Moshe Meir Avinair quotes a netziv. In my bar mitzvah, Parshas Emor, the Torah says that Kohanim should be holy. Now, holy often means to be different. And in that context, the netziv comments, because in the Parshas Emor of Torah, it speaks about these Kohanim who would take off their Big Day Kahuna. They would go out to the outer courtyard. They would take off their big day kahuna, and they'd put them in the lishkas hakodesh. They would specifically wear other clothing when they go out to approach the nation. Says the pasuk in Yechezkel. huh? What is going on? They specifically wore other clothing to not sanctify the nation. Very vague pasuk. And in fact, they're extreme opposite opinions. Rashi and Yecheskel over there, quotes the Targum Yonasan, says, do you know why the Kohanim wore special clothing when they went out into the public? To not be mixed in with the public. Exactly the point of rabbis remaining distinct. Says Targum Yonasan, Veloit Arvun im Ama Bilbusheon. Rabbis, if you're going to be among the public, you need to remain rabbi. If you're playing sports with the boys, don't wear shorts. They should wear shorts. You wear sweatpants. You dress like a rabbi on the softball field, so to speak, with your outdated sneakers and sweatpants. And they should be wearing the cool clothing. You know, I did that recently. So the Netziv has the exact opposite approach. The Netziv in Parshas Emor, I was going nuts when I saw this Netziv. He says, no. The exact opposite. That in the Harchiv Davar, he explains, he starts on the top of the regular parish. The Kohanim, when they go out to the people, should specifically not wear their big day kahuna. Because number one, if you're wearing a special garb when you're in the public, it's gaiva. When you go out into the public, says the Netziv in the Harchiv Davar, the love shubigdam achem sheyel, it's underlined, sheyel bishu bigdechol, bitsuris bigdech kahuna, they wear bigodim hanog b'chol ha'am. Because says the Netziv, you're not supposed to wear your special bigdech kahuna for the people, it's for Hashem only. So when you're in the base of Mikdash doing your thing, and you're on the avoda, that's when you wear your special priestly garments. But when you're with the nation, what do you need to do? How do you need to dress in a way that what? Connects you with the people. Wow. Wow, this is it. So I have a makor where the Netziv is specifically saying people, rabbis, should not dress in a way that makes the community intimidated by them. Says the Netziv, if the Kohanim would wear their special clothing among the people, they're going to separate Yafrishu Esa Amehem. The people are going to be afraid of them. They're going to be intimidated by them. And the rabbis maybe have an obligation to bridge that gap. Whoa. It's almost the exact opposite of Targum Yonasan. And believe it or not, there is an amazing sefer, Ashelus Tshuvos, of Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel, of the Vayashev Ha'am. I'm assuming I'm pronouncing it correctly. Vayashev Ha'am. Okay. So it's probably, I knew about Corey would correct me. So Vayashav Ham. Oh, I'm sorry. Vayashav Hayam. Okay, thank you. All right. Sorry. So exactly this question. A Talmud Chacham, who is a Magid Shir, or he has a rabbinical position in a community, he says, listen, should he always wear his rabbinical garb? Does he always have to dress the part? Oh, or maybe if it's hard for him, he wants to take a break, take off his hat, take off whatever. Ubeprat beit shalom et bebeis hamidrash. He's learning. Can he dress down like I on a TABC study day? Can Mandelstam wear a button-down blue shirt? Or does he always have to look rabbinical? What do you think he says? See, he says like this. He goes into like five categories rabbis have to have. Nice clothing, clean clothing, tzanua clothing. And in the end, he summarizes his tshuva. He says, listen, if you're a rabbi, Tzarech lehakbid al begadav, they need to be mechubadim, honorable, nikiyim v'tznuim, they need to be clean, they need to be modest, ubevade aser, shia pechutim bizuim o meluch lachim. You're not allowed to have dirty clothing or undignified clothing. And he says specifically when you're in the shuk. When you go to the food showcase and people see the rabbi, you need at least when you're me'urav and mebrius, look appropriate. Wow. He says if it gets in the way of your learning, okay. Okay, fine. It gets in the way you're learning. Unreal, right? So here's how I view it. I view, yeah, maybe I'm not going to necessarily jog. I don't know. I do go jogging in shorts and t-shirt at night. But it's dark when I jog. No one really sees me. I don't think, does anyone think I'm, tell me if you think I'm off base. I usually think I'm pretty, we'll say put together. I don't know if I'm as rabbinical as I'm put together, but to me, that's the name of the game. I think a rabbi needs to look put together. At least, again, I'm not Ray Marquez, I'm not Rabbi Yudin. But at least was going through my mind. I can't maybe walk around like a schlump. you know, if I were to wear shorts and t-shirts and like flip-flops in the food showcase, you know, maybe that's a little bit weird. But the Sefer ends up quoting his Mekubal, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel, and he actually says that the great Rav Chaim Vital testified about his Rebbe, the Arizal, that Arizal would not wear nice clothing. The Arizal shalei choshish ba'atzim litchabed b'malbushim na'im yoter midai. He wouldn't wear particularly nice clothing, but you know what he was very makpid on? To get his wife nice clothing. The Arizal would spend on his wife's clothing. And I think we always have to ask ourselves, what's the motive? The Bahag in this week's parsha counts being particularly humble as one of the 613 mitzvos. And at a minimum, we have to ask ourselves, okay, you want to be a rabbi, you want to dress the part, but what's your motive? Your motive can't be for yourself. It needs to be to represent the Torah, represent the nation. But at a minimum, you're not dressing because you want to say, ooh la la, look at me. So as long as it's calculated on the Shem Shemayim, that's the name of the game. And I tried to give you a little bit of my perspective. That's the Shem Shemayim be put together. So it represents something higher, but not Chas V'Shalom to glorify oneself, not about the ego. That's David Marv.